J. Pampered Pup Bakery, offering baked dog and cat treats with 12 flavors baked into a bone shape. Also, custom treats such as cakes. The market is held Saturdays from 10 until 2 at the Kenosha Masonic Center.
Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Althaus Funeral Home. The staff at Piasecki Althaus can answer your questions about pre-planning a meaningful funeral or tribute service. Piasecki Althaus, honoring and serving families in our community since 1931.
This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Jeff Rasmussen, a retired Racine Unified teacher and administrator who currently serves as president of the Racine Area Retired Educators Association, Steve Brown, a retired professor of educational leadership, and former Kenosha Unified School Superintendent Joe Mangi. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Mangi for Education Matters, WGTD 91.1 HD Gateway Radio. We thank you for listening into our program this morning, and we wish you a very happy January. Martin Luther King's birthday is coming up, as well as Kindness Week. So we'd like to thank Dave Cole, Dave McGrath, Russ Wellner, Troy McDonald, Brian Albrecht, and the Gateway staff for this opportunity to talk to people about the wonderful things going on in Kenosha and southeastern Wisconsin. And we're honored today to have three people who were instrumental in starting Kindness Week that's coming up this Saturday with a breakfast at Bradford High School. Adeline Green is with us. She's chairperson of the Coalition for Dismantling Racism. And we thank Rochelle Moore, who's also part of the coalition and was part of Diversity Circles way back when at Bradford High School. And Nancy Matthews, who was the director of the Kenosha Museum, director of interpretation for many years. And they're all part of Kindness Week. They're all part of the coalition. And believe me, they're doing amazing things in Kenosha. So welcome, and here we go. Adeline, why don't you start us off and tell us, you want to start with the events coming up and let everybody know?
Sure, Joe. Thank you. First off, I just like to say that the Kindness Week activities have been in place here in Kenosha for 24 consecutive years. We started Kindness Week in 1997 under the leadership of the Reverend Olin Arrington Jr., now deceased. And this is an event that has continued consecutively for 24 years since that time. Every year, we come up with a theme for the Kindness Week, and we have a whole series of activities that we plan that the community can participate in. This year is our 24th year of Kindness Week. It starts on Friday, January 17th, so by the time you hear this broadcast, it will have already started. And our theme this year, playing off the year 2020, is 2020 Vision, Focus on Kindness. So this weekend, starting on Friday and continuing through Sunday, we've invited all the faith communities to have a message about Dr. King, his life, his service to the world, and we hope that the faith communities will give messages about Dr. King. We start out our week on Saturday. We started on Saturday, January 18th, today, with our Kindness Community Breakfast. We call it the Community Unity Breakfast. And at the breakfast that we hold every year at a different venue within KUSD, what we do is we acknowledge kids who have demonstrated courageous acts of kindness. We award them for their courageous acts of kindness. We give them a certificate. We give them a kind pen. And we give them the opportunity to share some of the things that they've done, including poetry, essays. We've even got at least one video and some other creative things that the kids do. We have a committee of people on the coalition that includes Rochelle Moore that take nominations and determine which kids will get the awards every single year. So I'd like for Rochelle to speak about the nomination process, how many awards we got this year, and how many nominations we got, and how many people we are actually giving awards to.
Okay. So our awards are based upon the theme 2020 Focus on Kindness, and it is done through essays, poems, and, as Adeline said, one video. We have the nominations come from teachers, parents. It can also come from pastors or church members. We have 20 kids this year that are being awarded. We have two groups, and we have one video.
And was it a tough decision this year? Every year
it is. Thank you, Adeline. Every year it is a tough decision. Adeline has made me have. She gives us a certain number because I kind of get excited about all the young people, and I want to give everybody an award. So we have cut it down so that we're giving, at least about 30 awards at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very difficult. We have, like I said, parents who nominate their children, or you have teachers who are also nominating from their different classes of children who are doing huge acts of kindness, things that are out of the ordinary for their normal students. And in regarding to the groups, we've had groups from a number of different schools, from Reuther and other schools. And they're all KUSD and also county schools that we include in our applications.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the kinds of acts of kindness the kids do? I know one of them, and I think it started with Kindness Week, with this initiative, is the kindness bench. So a number of schools have a bench on their playground. And if a student feels alone or is new to the school, if anyone is sitting on the bench and the rest of the kids see this, they immediately go over to the bench and include that student with their group, whatever they're playing, whatever they're doing, so nobody feels alone.
Yes.
And I think that kind of started with what Kindness Week's all about. Mm-hmm. What else do kids do?
We've had some teens from one of the high schools who included those with disabilities. They kind of embraced them. They were seeing that they were, not fitting in all the time, like in activities in the gym and having difficulty, and so they helped with those teens. We've had just a number. Oh, gosh, there's been so many. This is 24 years, and so I don't know one year from the other. However, it's sometimes it could be a child in a classroom, an elementary school child who has taken upon themselves to help another child in their classroom that might have disabilities. Different things of that sort.
It makes students aware of the possibilities. And what's really nice is it's from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Correct.
So am I right? Mm-hmm. Awards are given or awarded to students from elementary, middle, and high school.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And our breakfast that we had, it's very cost-effective, meaning we don't charge any more than $5 for people to attend the breakfast. Students 10 and under, they get in for free, and of course our awardees get in for free. So we make it easy for people to participate in the breakfast who want to come out and see the kids who are getting these awards. It is a wonderful event, and if you missed it this year, hopefully you'll be there next year, because we do it every single year. And one of the things I want to mention is that in addition to the Coalition for Dismantling Racism, who is one of the sponsors for this event, we have a number of community partners that help us plan this event. And they include Kenosha Unified School District, Gateway Technical College, the Urban League, the Kenosha Public Libraries, the Kenosha Public Museum. And this year, LULAC is joining us in our Kindness Week activity. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that this is a partnership. We don't do this alone, and we appreciate the partnerships that we've developed over the years. And after breakfast, I'm going to go through the schedule of activities that we have planned for this year. On Monday, January 20th, Gateway Technical College for the last 26 years has held their Dr. Martin Luther King celebration. It's a big celebration, and the community comes out in big numbers. Usually between 500 and 600 people come out to this event. And they also have a theme that plays on the year 2020. It's called Hindsight is 2020, Focus on the Future. They do have a guest speaker, Katina Fuller Scott, and she is the Boys and Girls Club Executive Director of Greater Milwaukee. So we're looking forward to hear what she has to say. So everyone is invited to come out on Monday, January 20th at 12 noon. And I understand that at least the Kenosha Unified Schools are out for Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. Mm-hmm. I believe the Racine Schools are also. And this is a tri-county celebration, so we want everyone to show up for this event. One of our premier events, I'll call it, is what we call Courageous Conversations. And this is something that the Coalition for Dismantling Racism sponsors. We do it during Kindness Week as well as outside of Kindness Week. And on Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m., we will be hosting a Courageous Conversation at the Civil War Museum, address 5400 First Avenue in Kenosha, free and open to the public. And our topic this year is trauma and black youth and how it impacts them both in the classroom and beyond, you know, leading to disciplinary issues as well as the prison pipeline. We want to talk to the community about some alternatives to suspension and expulsion for black kids, and hopefully we can come up with some alternatives to having students, in particular black students, go through that kind of prison pipeline. We've got a wonderful panel of people, three people who are going to talk about trauma in black youth, and they are Dr. Dominique Pritchett, Dr. Michelle Hancock, and Jeremiah Jackson from UW Extension. So we hope that you come out to this event also. And this event, if I didn't say it already, is completely free and open to the public. We also have nothing on Wednesday, unfortunately, so you get a break from Kindness Week. That doesn't mean you shouldn't still be kind, but the next event is scheduled on Thursday, January 23rd at 11 a.m., and the Urban League of Racine and Kenosha will be sponsoring a Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Luncheon. And the theme for this one, because every activity has its own separate theme, is Unity Because You Matter. And this event will be held at the Italian American Club in Kenosha. The address is 2217 52nd Street. And there is a speaker, I believe. There is a cost to this. Tickets are $35 in advance, which includes a membership, a one-year membership to the Urban League. And if you don't get your tickets in advance, the cost is $40 at the door. So hopefully lots of people will participate in that event as well. Also on Thursday, and it's kind of concurrent, but not really, with the Urban League event, at 12:30 p.m., the library is sponsoring a movie screening of Blind Spotting. And I understand it's a really good movie. I have not seen it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. But it will be 12:30 p.m. at the Kenosha Southwest Library, address 7979 38th Avenue. And I believe, Nancy, you've done a little research on Blind Spotting. Can tell the audience what that movie's about?
Yeah. According to the internet, it's a 2018 American comedy drama about Colin, and he must make it through his final 3 days of probation for a chance at a new beginning in his Oakland, California neighborhood. His bond with his volatile best friend soon gets tested when Colin sees a police officer shoot a suspect in the back during a chase through the streets. Things soon come to a head when the buddies attend a party at the upscale home of a young and wealthy tech entrepreneur. So it sounds very intriguing and entertaining.
Yes, it does. And so you can go to the luncheon and then dash over to the library and watch this movie screening of Blind Spotting.
And it is free and open to the public.
And it is free as well. Thank you, Nancy. And Thursday, we're making up for Wednesday, not having anything on Wednesday, because on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, there is a presentation that is hosted by LULAC, And it is on voter registration, and we all know the importance of voting. This is going to be a very important election year this year, so we hope the community comes out to hear this particular presentation. And the presentation is going to be by Attorney Angela Cunningham, who has an office here in Kenosha, her own private office here in Kenosha. That presentation is going to take place at 6 p.m. at Grace Lutheran Church. The address is 2006 60th Street in Kenosha. And this is another free event to the public. We want as many people to come out as possible, so that's why we make many of these events free. So we look forward to having you come out. And just as a side note, Attorney Angela Cunningham is running for the 1st District of Wisconsin as a congressperson, so you get an opportunity to maybe get to know her a little bit as she speaks. Then on Friday, January 24th, Gateway Technical College is having another event, and this is a community event. We call it a Day of Service, and anybody can participate in this Day of Service. However, we would like for you to pre-register, and you can register by going on the Gateway's website, gtc.edu/givepulse. That's GIVEPULSE. This is free, of course, and we hope that lots of people participate and provide service to others in the community. Some organizations are in need of some volunteer service, and maybe you can lend a hand with that. On Friday, there will be another movie viewing. So if you didn't get to see Blindspotting, or if that was really encouraging for you, maybe you want to come out again on Friday at 6:30 p.m. and see another showing of a movie called American Son. And after this movie, there's going to be a discussion to follow. Once again, I have not seen this movie, and I don't know if anyone on the panel has seen it or knows anything about it.
I know something about it.
What do you know about it, Nancy?
Well, I looked it up, too, because I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
It's a 2019 film, so it is a new film. It's based on a Broadway play, which I was not aware of. It's about an estranged interracial couple who are awaiting news on their son who is missing. So a lot of tensions and stress arise during the course of the movie. It stars Kerry Washington, Stephen Pascal, and Jeremy Jordan. So this is at Bradford Community Church, Unitarian Universalist at 5810 8th Avenue. There will be popcorn and non-alcoholic beverages provided.
And the most important thing is
it's free and open to the public.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Adeline, can you take us back to 1997? Because you were on the original committee to start Kindness Week with Reverend Arrington.
And I'll do that in just a minute. If I could end with our final event.
There's more.
Then I will answer your question. Because we go from Friday of the previous week, January 17th, through Saturday, January 25th. And this year, the museum, the Kenosha Public Museum, is bringing in a first-person performance of Harriet Tubman by Pamela Welcome. And I think everybody should know the history of Harriet Tubman. She freed so many slaves during slavery times. And Pamela Welcome is going to portray her. And I think Nancy has a little bit more information about that.
Yeah, and actually, just a correction, it is at the Civil War Museum, not the Kenosha Public Museum. But if you end up at the Kenosha Public Museum, they're right next door to each other, so people can direct you next door. So the performance will be on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Again, this is free and open to the public. Pamela Welcome holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in acting and directing from my alma mater, Northern Illinois University. And she has performed she's performed at both the Kenosha Public Museum and the Civil War Museum in the past, but she takes her performances throughout the Midwest, performing Black women in history programs. She's also portrayed Sojourner Truth and a World War II riveter welder along with Harriet Tubman. She's a wonderful, absolutely wonderful performer. I highly recommend her. And, you know, as you mentioned, Harriet Tubman, there's a wonderful motion picture out, and I'm so happy that the lead actress in that film got nominated for mm-hmm. Best Actress
yes,
Award. Because Tubman was an escaped slave who became one of the most famous conductors on the Underground Railroad and led 13 expeditions to free slaves from mm-hmm. the South, including her family. She was also a spy mm-hmm. for the Union. She was a scout. She was a nurse. And she actually led a battle that freed 700 slaves. So she has absolutely fascinating mm-hmm. Person, and I'm sure that we're going to hear a lot about that in mm-hmm. Pamela's presentation at the Civil War Museum on Saturday the 25th at 1 o'clock. Also, Adeline mentioned there was nothing formally on the schedule for Wednesday, but if you want to stop by the Kenosha Public Museum on Wednesday, the Kenosha Public Museum's field station is offering a craft activity for any visitors that come during Kindness Week, so from January 18th through the 25th, mm-hmm. you can stop in the field station and make an origami flower. We encourage you to make two. I keep saying we, even though I'm not an employee there anymore.
Community.
It's going to take a long time to get over that. You can make two flowers, one that you can take home and give away as a random act of kindness, and one that can be added to a community tree at the Kenosha Public Museum. So the museum, the Kenosha Public Museum, is open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and on Sunday from 12 to 5. And it's free and open to the public.
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful list of activities. What I learned from seeing the movie Harriet was that Harriet Tubman was also a general
yes.
for the
mm-hmm.
Union.
For the Union. Army.
And mm-hmm. you're right, Nancy, she led a battle, but she was a general.
Yes.
You know, people mm-hmm. don't hear that often or see mm-hmm. that often until you look into the facts historically of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite a bit of activities. There's something for everyone.
Absolutely.
So thank you and congratulations. And it's interesting and great for the community, Nancy, that the Kenosha Museum, Civil War Museum, is really involved heavily in promoting diversity, working with the coalition. You guys deserve a lot of credit. You've hosted quite a number of events, and I think you're going to continue to do that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So now, sorry, folks, I put my foot in my mouth before. 1997, Adeline. Mm-hmm. How did, I think everyone would like to know, I remember it, but how did you start? What was the idea that led you and Reverend Arrington and a few others to start Kindness Week? Because it's really pretty special, folks. It's indigenous to Kenosha. I don't mm-hmm. know of any other communities anywhere that have Kindness Week, where everyone in the community rallies around and does these very special things. So how did it start, Adeline?
It actually started with a workshop at Carthage College that was held in 1996, and it was called Dismantling Racism. A bunch of faith-based people came together and just had a workshop, an all-day workshop discussion about how we as a community could do some things to try to dismantle racism in our community. Mm-hmm. And after that large workshop, a few members of the community decided that we wanted to continue this effort, this initiative, and we started meeting and came up with the idea of having a Kindness Week where we bring community together to celebrate our similarities versus our differences. And, you know, the diversity is what makes our community better, stronger, more inviting, and that's how Kindness Week began. It was actually the brainchild of Reverend Olin Arrington Jr., who had gone to a workshop in Texas, and they had an event called Kindness. I don't know that they had a week, but they had this mm-hmm. event called Kindness, and he said, we could do that here. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the best time of the year to do it, and thinking about Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, we thought, you know, that would be a great time to have this event because we could celebrate his legacy and his message and all the great things that he did to try to bring people of all different backgrounds, colors, creeds together. And so that's how it was launched. We had our first breakfast in January 1997. And I'm tapping into my memory, but I believe the first one was held at Second Baptist Church. And because it was kind of faith-focused in the beginning, that's where we held the first breakfast at Second Baptist Church. The second one was held at, I believe it was St. Mary's Catholic Church.
It might have been at Indian Trail.
No. It was at
St. Mahone. I remember it was held
at the Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
It definitely was held at the Catholic Church.
Gotcha, folks.
So, yes, and once again, it was bringing different faiths together because the Baptist Church came together with the Catholic Church, and it was a great event, and that was the start of Kindness Week and the Community Unity Breakfast, which is just what it says, bringing community together in unity to celebrate. And in the beginning, I'll say we've always given away kindness awards. In the beginning, we used to give these kindness awards to adults who had done some great things in the community. But after a couple of years, we decided we need to plant some seeds. We need to start focusing in on the students, the kids, because they are our future. And if we can give them the notion of kindness, then, you know, that will ripple. It'll have a ripple effect, and it'll continue for generations. So about 3 years in, we stopped giving awards to adults and started giving them just to the students. And I think it's been a great decision. It's been a great breakfast. And the community comes out and supports us in big numbers. Last year, I'll use that as an example. We never know what the weather's going to be like. When you have an event in January, you have to prepare for anything, including snowstorms. And so last year, on the day of the breakfast, you two remember, don't you?
Oh, vividly.
That there was a big snowstorm, and we toyed with the idea of canceling because we didn't know what the roads were going to be like. We didn't want people to put their lives in danger. But it happened the night before the breakfast, Friday night, and it was too late to cancel the breakfast. And so we decided we were going to go forward with the breakfast. And lo and behold, I was amazed, and I'm sure the committee was too. Every student, save maybe a couple that was given an award, that was getting an award last year, showed up, as well as their parents and their relatives. And we had not the numbers that we normally have, but we had a great attendance, and we had a great program last year in spite of the snowstorm. So that just shows how supportive people are of this event.
Okay. Can I add something?
Sure, go ahead.
As far as awards, we do get them, like I said, from teachers, rarely parents. And so I just want to encourage parents to also nominate their child for an award. So it doesn't just come from teachers, but it can come from a parent, it can come from a pastor, it can come from a family member, it can come from anybody. And so our goal is to just honor these young people for doing what we believe are just acts of kindness, just out of the kindness and the goodness of their hearts. So I just wanted to add that. And we also take them from the county. So we also get them from the county. So I'm hoping the county is hearing all of this, and so that the kids can come from anywhere in the Kenosha County area.
Absolutely.
I can remember Kindness Week breakfast. I think we opened Brass Elementary School, and the entire gym was filled. The overflow went into the cafeteria and then into the library and into the hallways, and the same thing at Tremper High School, which has a fairly large cafeteria.
Absolutely.
But there was always an overflow into other places of the building with the speaking system so that everybody could hear what was going on. Martin Luther King once said, even if the world were to end tomorrow, I would still plant my apple tree. That's my favorite quote of Martin Luther King. But you're right about planting seeds. So a little bit more about the children, the kids. How did we get from the adults to the kids? How did you start that? Because that's just pretty amazing.
Well, KUSD, Kenosha Unified School District, has from the beginning been a partner with us in Kindness Week. They help us in many different ways, including finding a venue at one of the KUSD schools every single year. And we as a committee decided that why not give awards to kids so that they are examples for their parents and for the community. When you, you know, plant this seed in a child, how could an adult not follow their lead? And that's when we decided that we were going to just concentrate on kids because, you know, kids have a whole future ahead of them. The adults, you know, pretty much by the time you get to your mid-20s, you're the person that you're going to be. Kids, they can be influenced the right way or the wrong way. And so we decided to put most of our efforts and our acknowledgement into kids. And that's what we've done for the last, I know, 20 years. And so we're so... If you come and you see the kids who get these awards, they're so cute. They're so proud. And, you know, it just makes you feel good to see that these kids are doing good things for other people. They're not thinking about themselves. They want to help other people. And I think that's a great testament to this community when you raise kids that are helpful and kind and caring. You know, you can feel good about the community that you live in.
Yeah, the word humble kind of came to mind when you were listing off, because they're very unassuming, and it's like doing acts of kindness was not something that they were told to do, but something that they felt compelled to do.
Yes.
Something coming from the heart.
Exactly.
Right. And one thing that I love is that I subbed last year in Kenosha and Racine, and I shared with Adeline that, you know, you go into all the schools and they have like kindness walls. And so there's everything about kindness in the classrooms. Now, I don't know if we can take credit for all of that. However,
I think we can.
Okay, we can. But it's amazing to see. I would love to go. One of the things I wanted to do was to go around to the different schools and take pictures of different walls. So just kind of and making a collage or something out of all the different walls of kindness that the schools have, because it's amazing.
And one thing that we did last summer to kind of extend kindness throughout the year rather than just a week in January was we worked with Kenosha Unified as well as the city that had summer programs for kids, and we had kindness rocks where they painted kindness messages in smiley faces at how many different sites
there's four or five different sites. Like I did Roosevelt, and
I think it was more like 9 or 10. We gathered rocks and had the paint and worked with the site coordinators, and the kids painted the rocks and then hid the rocks in their neighborhood in an attempt to help spread kindness throughout all of Kenosha.
Yes. Because I took my group to Petrifying Springs and also to the...
Tall Ships?
The place across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of what it's called right now, but I took them out to Pets.
Hawthorne Hollow.
Hawthorne Hollow. Mm-hmm. And so every time we went out there, the kids would take rocks and they would hide them. Also find some.
Yeah, and I know one group went down to by the Tall Ships and hid rocks down by the Tall Ships during Tall Ships Festival.
Yes,
and the thought behind the kindness rocks is that even though we call it Kindness Week, we want this kindness to be celebrated throughout the year. And generally speaking, you know, we do the week, and sometimes people forget that they should be kind and continue this initiative. But we thought that if we did something through the summer, it would at least continue that thought process and have a ripple effect throughout the community. Because if we're honest, you know, we should be kind every single day of the year, not just a week. But we just want to launch that kind of attitude at the beginning of the year so that people can keep that in their minds and continue to be kind and caring and thoughtful to other people. So hopefully we are having an impact, Rochelle.
Yes,
seeing all those signs in the various schools that we go to, I think they are getting the kindness message. So.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I'm reading a book called The Book of Joy, which is the conversation between Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. And basically what it comes down to is the way we experience joy is by giving to others. and being kind and compassionate to others. So, I mean, that's basically what we're trying to do with Kindness Week.
Yes, definitely.
Research shows that people who are kind live longer.
Exactly.
So, everyone, you're listening to Education Matters, Gateway Radio, 91.1 HD. I have to stop every once in a while and put in the commercial. Thank you so much for listening to us, and we're very fortunate to have Adeline Green, Rochelle Moore, and Nancy Matthews with us today, and they're talking about all of the events for Kindness Week coming up. So, next steps, you were talking about, I mean, it's amazing, Adeline, for something to flourish for 24 consecutive years. That's almost impossible in this day and age. How did you keep the momentum going? How do you guys do that for so long?
That's a good question. We have several dedicated community members that have participated in this initiative over the course of years. And we have people come and we have people go. And there's always that fresh ingestion of energy when new people come on board. Mm-hmm. And so we've just been fortunate to have people that buy into this initiative. And I think it's amazing, too, that we have done this for 24 consecutive years. And in 2021, we will be celebrating 25 consecutive years of kindness in Kenosha. And as a committee, after the 24th year is completed, we're going to get together and figure out what it is that we can do to really celebrate a quarter of a century of kindness in Kenosha. It takes a lot of people, a lot of initiatives to make this happen every single year. And everyone does this on a volunteer basis. Of course, no one is paid to plan and celebrate kindness. But I just attribute it to the kindness of people in this community and the volunteers who want to see this happen every single year. And we've made it happen every single year.
Adeline and Rochelle, everyone, are part of Peace Learning Circles, and we're the conflict resolution, bullying prevention, diversity training, mindfulness group that's in Kenosha and Racine. But we tell the kids, kindness is your superpower. So if you want to have a superpower, be kind. So do you have any stories to share? We're supposed to tell stories on this program. Any memorable moments of the 24 years of Kindness Weeks that I know as you said, I remember being at Brass with Rochelle in 2009. And it was a huge snowstorm. I think we walked through, you know, at least
another
a foot
storm.
Of snow. I mean, there have been many snowstorms for Kindness Week and Martin Luther King Day. But any stories to share, anybody, something you feel good about?
For me, it's just seeing the joy on the children's face when they come up to get their award.
Mm-hmm.
Some a little shy sometimes, but those ones that, especially kids who might have a little disability, and they come up and they're just so excited. And yeah, that just does it for me. Just seeing the look on their face and mm-hmm. to know that they've done something and then they're getting awarded for it. I think it's special. Mm-hmm. There was one young person, if I remember correctly, there was something with his parents. I think a lot of his talk was about something that was happening at home. And however, he wrote something really wonderful towards his mother. If you remember that one, there was this young, and so mm-hmm. he was just, even that was just, he was going through a lot of things, and so something that he wrote and for his mother mm-hmm. and some acts of kindness he did towards his mother was, just special.
We give kids Post-it notes, and they're supposed to write down one act of kindness or a thank you to their teacher, mm-hmm. and then we have them post them on a classroom wall that's coming with our boosters.
Mm-hmm.
There was a school in Indiana that started this, and the principal went into the classroom to evaluate the teacher and noticed the whole wall was full of these kindness Post-its and thought, wow, that's a good idea because we have, angst and little bit of trouble in our school. So they took the Post-it notes to the hallway. And within a month, there were 10,000 notes up there. And somehow Lester Holt and NBC saw this and came to the school, and they became famous. There's a middle school in Colorado where the English teacher took his students to the mall. And they all ahead of time, they had all written out on index cards a positive note. You know, you're amazing. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for being a super parent. And put them under the windshield wipers. And instead of getting a pizza ad or a ticket on your windshield wiper, you got a note of kindness on an index card. Well, it blew everybody away. So those kinds of things, brainstorming, ideas, we're planting seeds with the kids, and you're absolutely right, because kids can do amazing, amazing things. Just give them a chance, you know, give them the opportunity. So we're kind of winding down, everyone. This has been wonderful. Adeline Green, Rochelle, Nancy. Nancy, what you got?
We've imparted a lot of information with a lot of details, and I just want to encourage people to go to the Kenosha Kindness Week Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Just put in Kenosha Kindness Week, and the complete schedule with all of the times, all of the contact information, the telephone numbers, addresses, all of the information that we've talked about today is there.
Okay. Last thoughts, because I think we have 3 minutes left. Adeline, what you got? Last thought.
one of the things that I enjoy, and I'm going back to the breakfast, the community unity breakfast, is the fact that we once again engage students in the entertainment component of our breakfast.
You're stealing my thunder.
Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. But every year we ask one of the schools, elementary school, a junior high, a high school, to provide free entertainment for us. And some of these kids are just so talented. And this year we've got the Epsola Cheer Squad that's going to be providing entertainment for us. And one of the things I also want to mention is, I believe it was that event that you mentioned, Dr. Manji, where we had an overflow crowd of people at Kindness Breakfast. But there was a choir from Epsola at this particular event, if my memory serves correctly. And they sang this song. They called it the Kindness Song. It was so beautiful. Their voices were just amazing that we have adopted that as our song for Kindness Week.
We have it right here. Can you read the words?
These are the words. They just impressed us so much. I think they brought tears to some of our eyes, Rochelle. And, we've decided that we're going to end every Kindness Breakfast with the Kindness Song. And, Rochelle, you want to read some of the words?
Yes. Are you wondering how you can help the world? Are you wondering how you can make a difference? Do you wonder what to do? Do you wonder how it's true? Do you wonder how a change could start with you? It starts with kindness, with kindness. It comes from deep inside. With kindness, kindness from the heart.
Okay.
The words are beautiful.
Yeah. So, everybody, we're winding down. We have about 1 minute to go, and Kindness Week is coming up. Rochelle, any last thoughts about Kindness Week? Just get everybody to come out and attend.
Yes.
Come to something.
Right. Just it is a week full of events, and do your best to make all of them or ones that speak most to your heart. Mm-hmm. But we would love to see you at the Kindness Breakfast.
Nancy,
it's going to be a busy week because I think I've got everything on my calendar. So I always look forward to Kindness Week and the wide variety of kinds of opportunities to express and show and witness kindness.
Mm-hmm. So this is Joe Manji, Education Matters. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you to Adeline and Rochelle and Nancy, and we hope you can attend at least one event for Kindness Week because it's very special to Kenosha. Not every community is as fortunate as we are. So make kindness your superpower and have a great week. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org, and you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
WGTD-FM is now available on your smart speaker. Simply say, play WGTD on TuneIn and hear WGTD programming.